He began the second of some of Rav Maralov and Yeush when it comes to cases of Gneva and Gzeila. So the Gemara raises the issue of Rabba, the fact that Yeush works, is that a Din Daraisa, or is that simply a function of Takana Tashavim? On what basis should one assume that Yeush operates Midaraisa? The Gemara comments that Midi Dahavi Amotzi Aveda, and just as it is obvious when it comes to the Parsha of Aveda that Yeush is relevant, as we'll see, so the same thing is true when it comes to Gneva or Gzeila. Or perhaps one should argue the following, that there is a marked distinction when it comes to the case of Aveda that is Hetera Asli Adem, Ashenki, when it comes to Gneva and Gzeila, that is Isura Asli Adem. We began discussing the Machlokas Rishonim exactly what is the Makar of Yeush. How do we know that this is true when it comes to cases of Aveda, and what basis do we assume that this should be extended to cases of Gneva and Gzeila? So Rashi comments that the Makar is based on cases of Zupel Shoyam, based on the Pasuk of Asher Tova Bimenu, that if you have something which is Avuda Bimenu and it is considered to be Mitsuya Eitzo Shabani Adam, then there is a Chovetz HaShava. If something is Avuda Bimenu Umikol Adam, in such an instance, then there is no Chovetz HaShava. That is what Rashi tells us based on the Sugim of Metziah and Avchaveis. This is explicitly the Shita of the Yerushalmi in the second parak of Av Metziah as well, and therefore this is the basis of Yeush. We pointed out the difficulty that does not seem to be, technically speaking, Midin Yeush comparable to our instances of Gneva and Gzeila. After all, the Gemara tells us above Metziah and Avchafalach Mabez that in those cases, if it's Zutel Shayam, Rachmana Shaye, the Torah tells us that any din by them is paka, irrespective of the mindset of the Baal HaChefetz. And this is even true in a case of Omed Bitzaveach, even if the person screams that he does not want to give up any hope of being able to retain this Chefetz, even in cases where he is completely unaware the fact that this is lost. Even though normally we'll assume that that should be an issue of Yeush Lomidas, that doesn't affect something which is Avud Mimenu and Mikol Adam. So therefore the difficulty, if that is simply a function of Hefker, as Rachmana Shaye, how can that serve as a basis for the halacha of Yeush? And we started to discuss the Chiddush and Nesivos and Reis Samabeis, that there is a fundamental difference between Zutol Shayam as opposed to Yeush. Zutol Shayam, there the Bible says Paka Miyad, comparable to a case of Hefker. Mashen came to instances of Yeush, where the Nesivos writes the Chiddush, that there everyone agrees that there isn't a shift in Bibles ad the Asil Roshu. Even though there is a machlokes in Nedarim between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, what is the case when it comes to Hefker? When it comes to Yeush, then everyone agrees that there is no shinui in Bible until it is Asil Roshu Zochet. So if this is true, and there is such a fundamental difference between cases of Zutol Shoyam, Avud Mikol Adam, and cases of regular Yeush, how is it possible that this could serve as a basis for the case of Yeush being common? So this is one difficulty according to Rashi, and as we pointed out, this is in fact the Shita of the Yerushalmi as well. A further difficulty is simply Poshe Pshat and Arsugya. The Gemara suggests that perhaps one cannot extend the concept of Yeush to Gneva and Gzeila because that is considered to be Isura Asaliyade. We pointed out exactly why should that be so. Makor, the question of whether a person has a din by them or not, why should that be dependent on whether it is Behetera Asaliyade or Isura Asaliyade? If Ayyade Yeush, therefore I have severed any connection to this Chefetz, why should it make a difference as to whether the one who is machzik, also a chefetz, whether he did so beheter, or whether in fact he did so beisur? So therefore, very simply, why should we assume that hetera asmiyade or isur asmiyade is considered to be relevant at all? Difficult to assume, as you mentioned, the name of the Mach Ephraim, that simply it's a chiddush hatorah that Yeush works, and therefore ein lechavo el chidusho, and therefore hacha mayaskin on the parsha of Aveda where it's a terlas liyada, and anything differs from the makar, one cannot extend. There must be some inherent connection as to why we would think that the makom isura asliyada Yeush would no longer function. And then the further difficulty as well, the kasha which is raised by Tosus, der maskel hachanami. what exactly is the Havamin, I mean, of the Gemara to extend this to the Kesha of Gneva or Gzela? After all, one would argue as follows. We know that it works when it comes to Aveda, but maybe one could argue that Gneva or Gzela is different because of Isur L'Asayadeh. Whenever you have that in the Gemara, can you compare A to B? Perhaps B is different. A person always has to ask themselves whether that factor, that uniqueness of B, is relevant or is it not relevant. It's true when it comes to Gneva or Gzela, it is Yisro L'Asayadeh, but Mehecha Teisi, that is considered to be a relevant factor when it comes to Yeush Bin Kona. What's the obvious difficulty with that? Well, of course that's a relevant factor. When it comes to Yeush itself, in Parshas Ha'Aveda, is Yeush always Kona? No, absolutely not. It depends on whether it's Hetera or Isura. Meaning, if the Yeush preceded the fact that I found that Chepitz, then we assume I'm entitled. If, however, the motzah of it was Masik Kodem Yeush, then there's a Chovas HaShavah. So isn't it obvious that if already it is only Asli Yadei B'Isura in the sense where there is a Chovas HaShavah, Yeush will not apply. So what exactly is the Havamina of the Gemara at all to extend this to a case of Gneva or Gzela? When you see from the very Mekor of Yeush in Aveda that the only time it works when there is no prior Chovas HaShavah, but if there is a mitzvah HaShavah Saveh and Yeush is not Koneh, so what exactly does the Gemara think then? That Yeush would be more universal in cases of Gneva and Gzela than it is in cases of Aveda? In Aveda it only works in a limited sense, only to a Seter HaSayadeh, but you have a Havamina to assume that in Gneva or Gzela it would work despite the fact that it's Yisur HaSayadeh. That's very difficult. Normally speaking, when the Gemara says maybe case B is different, that's a difference that you cannot measure in the very Makor itself. But here, you know from the Parshas HaAveda Gufa that that is considered to be a critical factor, whether it's Hetzer, whether it's Yisur HaSayadeh. Do you mean to argue that we should assume that Yeush is more relevant in Gneva than it is in the case of Aveda? How could that be? So Tosus is bothered by this, the Tosus de Masal Hochanami, and Tosus writes the following Chiddush, which again we'll see is not so simple. But Tosus assumes the following, that maybe one should assume that it is as relevant in the case of Gneva Vaveda as it is in the case of Yeush. And just like in cases of Gneva Vaveda, La'achar Kinyan there's a Chiyuv Hashava, but nonetheless that Chiyuv Hashava is expressed not in Havzaras HaBe'en, returning the Chepetz, but rather Damim Ba'alma B'Yishlumelei, one might assume that this is true when it comes to the case of Yeush as well, even in an instance of Aveda, that called them Yeush, so then I would be obligated perhaps to repay Damim, despite the fact that Yeush is Kone. If it is a Surah Asli Yadei La'achar Yeush, then I would be able to be Kone Legamre. It's a very great Chiddush that one could envision within the Parsha Sa'aveda two different tiers. Sometimes I'm obligated to return the Chepetz, and sometimes I can keep the Chepetz, but there's a Chiyuv Damim. Again, very difficult. Why should that be? What's the basis of the Chiyuv Damim? I understand that if I find a Chepetz Shel Chavera, I'm obligated to return the Chepetz. I understand that sometimes one could argue that there is no longer a Chovetz HaHashavah. Let's assume in the case of Avud Mikol Adam. In such a case, there's no Mitzvah HaShavah. But Tosus envisions a mid-ground when it comes even to the case of Aveda. That true, I'm obligated to return, but I'm not obligated to return the Dvar Be'en, but rather I'm obligated to return Damim. Why should that be true? What is the basis of a Chiyuv Damim when it comes to a case of Aveda? I understand when it comes to Gneva and Gzela. They're Kinyane Gneva, they're Kinyane Gzela. If I am Kona the Chepetz, I understand two tiers. I'm Kona the Chepetz, I have a Chovas HaShavah. The Chovas HaShavah can express itself through Havzaras HaBe'en, if it is Ke'en Shagozal, and if it's not Ke'en Shagozal, Damim Balam Ba'Gzulele, because after all, there's a Chi of Onsen incumbent upon the Ganav and Gazim. What does the Chi of Onsen mean? If something happens to the Chepetz, I'm obligated to pay for it. That's exactly what a chiyuv onus means. But where would you envision that there would be such a chiyuv in the case of Hashavas Aveda? Very difficult, he tells us, no? Mehecha Teis, even as a Havamina, that one should think that there's a chiyuv Havzaras Be'en, but if that cannot be done because you were Kona B'Yeush, There is a chiyuv of hachzara of damim. How in fact should that work? Good. Further difficulty pointed out in Tosfos is the following. The Tosfos says that, look, that maybe one would think that you're obligated to do so because kfar nischayev b'hasham. And we pointed out the obvious difficulty. You know, what is the cause and what is the fact? Hashem Shad, we would argue as follows. We start with the fundamental question, whether there is a din bailin. That is the cause. If there is a din bailin, the effect is, now there is a chavas hashavah. I'm obligated to return the chayfet to the baal chayfet. Here Tosa seems to assume almost opposite, that the chavas hashavah is a function of bailos. If I am obligated by hashavah, so then there is a din bailin. How do you understand that svar as well? The svar hapshuta seems to be the opposite. First, let's assess whether, in fact, there is a din bailin. Whether the fact that the bala chayfut was miyayish, how does that impact on his bailos? And once you can resolve that issue, then the nafkamina should be whether there's a chovas hashava. Whereas Tosa seems to assume that no, if kfar nischayev behashava, so therefore memela he has a din bailin. How do you understand that that in fact is true? And then a further question we started to deal with is the following. The Tosos de Ramaskil Keva. What exactly does that mean? When it comes to cases of Gneva, Zela, regarding Yeyush, here we argue that perhaps this is different because Isura Asliyadeh. Tosos makes the following comment without full explanation, where Tosos says that the fact that Heter Asliyadeh or Isura Asliyadeh is relevant, so apparently you see that Yeyush Eino Kehefker Gomor. But if it was absolute hefker, why should it make a difference whether it's Isura or it's Hetera Asliyadeh? If you will tell me it is not Dinoke Hefker, no, then we understand very well why you would think that it depends on how you were able to access Ba'ofen Heter, or whether you did so the Isura. But again, Tosos doesn't explain what exactly is the difference between Yeyush as opposed to Hefker, point number one, and point number two, even if there is a difference, why Isura or Hetera Asiyadeh should make a difference. I could understand step one, that maybe on some level there's a difference in Hefker as opposed to Yeyush, but the punchline, and therefore Yeyush only works if it's Hetera Asiyadeh and Isura Asiyadeh, that's something that Tosos as well leaves open to us to try to understand why that should make a difference. So we start to discuss that Kiddush of the Nesivos and Reis Samabeis, where the Nesivos points out as follows. When it comes to Hefker, then the Din Bailim is Paka Tekef Umiyad. Hefker is not dependent on Rushus Zoche. This is the Shita Sakachamim in a Dharma Daf Menken. However, this is not true when it comes to the case of Yeyush. Yeyush L'chuli Alma, just as Rabbi Yossi writes when it comes to Hefker, Yeyush L'chuli Alma, it is only Ad Asim Rushus Zoche. That is how the Nesivos understands this line in Tosos. Again, not Muchach and Tosos at all. Tosos just says that Yeyush Eino Kehefker Gamor. The Nesivos writes that the defining factor is that Hefker is Talmiyad, as opposed to cases of Yeyush, which is only Ada Asi the Rishus Zoche. With that in mind, the Nesivos then adds the further beer in our Tosos. When it comes to Hefker, since the Din Bailim is Paka Miyad, it doesn't matter how it enters your Rishus. Whether it was Beheter Asliyadeh, whether it's Yisur Asliyadeh, the Din Bailim is Paka Miyad, finished. However, once you assume when it comes to Yeyush, it's Ada Asur Rishus Zoche, so now perhaps how it was Asur Rishus Zoche makes a difference. Again, the Nesivos doesn't fully explain, but once you assume it is not yours until it is Asi the Rishus, so in such a case, perhaps it is only if it is done Behetera, Beisura, one could institute and understand that particular difference. Maybe both in Heter, yes, but if it's Isura Asliyadeh, maybe that would not apply. Again, that point still requires beer in the Nesivos. One could grant, Hefker is Paka Miyad, I understand. If it's Paka Miyad, it should not make a difference as to whether that next step was Behetera, Beisura. But even if you assume that Yeyush is only Ada Asim Rishus Zoche, so how do you finish that sentence? That's still something which is not fully clear. And therefore, it's only if it's Asir Shuzoche Behetera and not Asir Shuzoche Beisura. At that point, one could still question. Even if it's Asi Ba'ofen Aisa, but nonetheless, maybe one could argue Yeyush is still Kone. What you argue is it's only adasur shezoche, and again the chiddush hakra is only if it's both in heter, not both in iser, similar to what the Machane Ephraim suggested. We pointed out again several of the rayas of the Nesivus and raised some of these on the basis of which the Nesivus maintains that this in fact is true. The Sugyalena Baba Kama and the Kupte Zayin, the case of Nisya Ashtimi Ploni Avdi that Artosus quotes. We pointed out this mention that not everyone admits to this Chiddush. The Bar Yitzchak, for example, comments that that case, the Tosfos quotes as a raya, Nisya Ashtimi Ploni Avdi, in fact, is difficult. He thinks that this is a kasha against the Chiddush of the Nesivus. If you assume that didn't bind him as paka miyad, so in such a case you understand that how it is possible for the Eved to be kone es atzmo. If wherever you assume it's ad the asin reshus zoche, so in such a case, how do you know that that would work when it comes to an Eved at all? You know, if there's a pasuk that says Yeish should work when it comes to an Eved, so then it's no kasha. One could ask the same issue. How do you know that Ishtar Shikha works when it comes to an Eved? Good in principle, Ishtar Shikha works. But the Eved has to be Kone Ishtar, and Koma Shekon Eved Kone Rabo. The answer is, well, look, if the Torah says that this is a way of being Meshachar an Eved, the answer is that Gito Biyodo Boin Keachot. That's part of the halacha. But that's unique din when it comes to Shikhar Eved. We normally don't assume that Gito Biyodo Boin Keachot. We don't assume that B'chol HaTorah Kula. We assume that when it is necessary to make that assumption. When the Torah says an Eved doesn't have a Yad, but an Eved can be Mekabel his Get Shikhar. How is that possible? Gito Biyodo Boin Keachot. But you don't normally assume B'chol HaTorah Kula Gito Biyodo Boin Keachot. Let's assume an unusual case. I write a shtar, and ayad a shtar, I go ahead and I transfer this home right to another person. Right? So it's considered to be, let's say, a shtar matana. Well, the person has to acquire the shtar matana. So if I give him the shtar, that's fine. Let's assume, for example, I will take that shtar matana, I'll place it in the very home. In the very home. Would you allow a person to be kona that shtar ayaday a kinyan chatzer? You'll assume a gita v'yada b'ayin ke'achad, that the acquisition of the home is allowing me to acquire the shtar, which allows that the home is mine. So, right? Certainly not. You don't deploy b'chol HaTorah Kula, the concept of gita v'yada b'ayin ke'achad. Gita v'yada b'ayin ke'achad is uniquely true when the Torah allows for explicit cases of zechiyah where a person does not have a yad. But the fact that the Torah envisions the shtar matana, that doesn't mean gita v'yada b'ayin ke'achad. The normal cases where you'll give the person the shtar. And maybe in a chinami, in a case where you'll place the shtar in the home, and when you realize the kinyan chatzer, it's not going to work. So here as well, necha teis that yeyush works when it comes to an eved. If yeyush is only ad da asid reshus zoche, and an eved does not have a yad to be kone, so maybe that would not work. Maybe the fact that the Gemara says that yeyush should work as a dino kehefke is an indicator that yeyush in fact is pokam yad. That's what the Riyitzah writes, a simchav gimel. Exactly against the case of the Nesivus. And then we pointed out with ample Makoros that in fact there are three different possibilities. Possibility number one is the Nesivus, which hopefully you saw, that when it comes to Yeyush is fundamentally different from Hefker, the Kuliyama Adasur Shazoche, even though when it comes to Hefker, Machlokes Tanaim. The possibility based on that Ramban in Psachim, where one could argue that whatever is true of Hefker is also true of Yeyush. That's Poshub Shat in the Ramban. And perhaps a third possibility, the Chiddush of the Chazon Ish, where one could argue in the opposite direction. Hefker is a function of Das Bainim, in the sense that I am the one who is Makne. Despite the fact that this Chepitz is Bershusi, in such a case, I am the one who performs the Hakna. So maybe then you could argue that either that could be Miyad, or it could be Ados Rishus Ochet. If a chayfetz is mine, and it's yotzim reshusi through my das maknet, in such a case, one could envision two possibilities, Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Either it happens miyad, or it happens when osur shuzocher. But when it comes to lach of yeyush, where it's not considered to be a chalos that I create, but rather it's haka me'elev because I cannot express my din bailim, maybe one could argue the opposite. That v'chuliyam it's yotzim reshuso miyad. So again, this point of the Nesivus, we pointed out that one could question the rayas of the Nesivus, and in fact, Mekoros and Rishon and Acharonim, that this is not the same. Maybe one would equate yeyush and hefker, or maybe one could even split in the opposite direction. So what is a possible approach to be able to resolve and understand these diyukim and these many kashas simply in terms of poshub shat in the sugya itself? Perhaps one could suggest the following chiddush, and this is what is found in the Chasashim Bava Kama in Simen Mem. Normally speaking, Bibles regarding a particular chepetz is a function of a certain kesher or zika, some level of connection between the Baal HaChefetz and his mamon. But there must be a particular manifestation or some expression to a din bainim. If, for example, that is not the case, if there is no manifestation, no expression, no utility, there's no link between myself and this particular chefetz, perhaps one could suggest the following chiddush, and that is that the din bailim is paka me'elav. It's not that the assumption is that you are the Baal HaChefetz until there is something which is mafkia, until I am makne or makdish or mafkir. Maybe the opposite is true, and that is we are only allowed to posit a din bailim when there is a certain connectiveness, when there is a certain kesher, there's a certain zika. And if the din bailim is irrelevant, then me'elav, you no longer have the status of bailim. See, our mindset usually is the following. Just as a mashal, a woman is an eser sheis, until there is something that would break, sever the issues, i.e. they get, I have a din bailim until there is something that actively will go ahead and sever my din bailim. Maybe the opposite is true. Maybe in order simply to maintain a din bailim, there has to be some relevance. There has to be some kesher, some zika. And if you can demonstrate that this din bailim has no expression, it has no meaning, in such a case, there is no halacha of bailus without that kesher, without that zika, without that type of manifestation. Where do you see that this is true? So Pashav Shah, this is the Ikar Hadin of Asher Tova Bimeno. That's exactly the Chiddush that Pasuk. Asher Tova Bimeno means the following. That if you have a particular chefetz, which right now, it is Avud Bimeno, but it's Mitsuya L'Shar B'nei Adam, that is able to maintain, that retains a din bailim. But let's assume, for example, you have something which is Avuda Mikol Adam, something that is absolutely inaccessible, a case of Zuto Shoyam, where the chefetz cannot possibly be retrieved at all. So is it true that there's a din bailim? Does it make sense to assume that I am a Baal HaChefetz, where the chefetz is beyond reach? It's Avuda Mikol Adam. That's the chiddush of Asher Tova Bimenu. If it's Asher Tova Bimenu from you individually, but it's accessible to others, then you can argue that there's a din bailim that continues. There's a kesher, there's a zika. Mashenkin, if it's something which is Avuda Mikol Adam, the Torah does not recognize any din bailim whatsoever. That's the halacha of Zutul Shayam. That is considered to be Avuda Mikol Adam. And in fact, that is exactly then what the Gemara tells us, that is Rachmana Sharye. That's Sugin Bav Metziah and Daf Chafalach Medeis. When it comes to Zutul Shayam, it's not just simply an umdah that I am renouncing ownership because I realize that I'm never going to see this chefetz again. If that was the case, then you'd be bothered by the kashas of the Rishonim. And what about Amad Tzava? What happens if the person is screaming that he still wants to have hope that he'll be able to receive the chefetz? The answer is, it doesn't matter. We ignore what he says. And what happens if he doesn't even realize that this occurs? Yeyush lo midas, lo habiyeyush, according to Abaye. It doesn't matter. It's not that there's an umdana, that there was individual yeyush. The Gemara means, Rahmana Shari, that the Torah does not acknowledge, right, a din bailim if Bibles is irrelevant. If something is irretrievable, if something is out of reach, if something which is avud mimenu, then Rahmana Shari. That is the halacha of Asher Tova mimenu, prat le'avud mimenu umim kol hagam. That is the ikar hadin, and that is midin hefker. And therefore, that is true even if amad tzava. That is even true, right, in a case where a person is completely unaware. It's not because we assume that batla daita leitza kolada, or we assume that, oh, the person really doesn't mean it, right, it's wishful thinking, but the person realizes he's not going to be able to see this chepetz again. That's the chiddush of Rachmana Sharnia. Good? Because there is no kesher or zika to the chepetz. In such a case, the Torah does not recognize bivos if it doesn't express itself in some shape or form. That's case number one. Case number one is Avodah Mikolah. Case number two would be the following. The Gemara has some sachim and avavim and beis. A case of sofei te'enim or pirurim. Let's assume, for example, little crumbs of chametz. Do you violate Bayram by Matzeh for little crumbs of chametz? The Gemara quotes a Mishnah Maaseh Sheni, sofei te'enim. Let's assume, for example, you have that part of the growth of the plant that no one uses. We're not talking about the fruit, but the sofei te'enim that will never develop into fruit. So there, ein bo mishum gezel. That's the sugim sachem and above my days. If someone will take that, it's not subject to gezel whatsoever. What exactly does that mean? Sofei te'enim or pirurim, the Gemara tells us that is something lo chashive ubatle. That's not considered to be davar chashiv at all, and therefore it is botel me'elav. You're not going to violate Bar Yeram by Matzeh on Pirurei Chametz. Sofei te'enim is ein bo mishum gezel. Rashi and the Ran comment, how does that work? It is considered to be midin hefker. What does it mean to say it's midin hefker? That a person is mafkir? Certainly the person was not mafkir. He wasn't mafkir, the Pirurim. Let's say the person never engaged in any hefker, never engaged in any bittul chametz. It's not that the Baal HaSadah was mafkir the sofei te'enim at all. After all, what would you argue? He would have. Had the person realized that he would have had this, he would have been mafkir. That certainly is not possible. One could envision, as we'll assume, yeyu shalomida. That's my book, it's a Bayin Rabba. There's no such thing as a hefker shalomida. B'chalos HaRuku, you don't find a chalos shalomidas. Had I known, I would have done this. We never assume that that's true, no? Had I known, I would have done A, B, C, or D. Had I known, I would have married. Had I known, I would have divorced. Had I known, I would have made a neder. Had I known, I would have... We assume, yeah, shalomidas. B'chalos, of course not. See, that itself is an indicator. The fact that yeyu shalomidas, Machlokas Divine Rabbuda, Havi Yeush, Lo Havi Yeush, tells you that there's something unusual about Yeush. Because you would never assume that a person can create a chalos. Shalom Yidas. What then does it mean to assume that Sofei Te'enim or Pirurim, since it's not deemed as a Dabra Choshev, it is Batal Me'elav, and therefore Rashi and Ranais is considered to be Midin Hefker? That Poshev Shat is a further example. It doesn't mean that there's an umdana that you are mafkir. Of course you are not mafkir. And you can't even say, had you realized you would have been mafkir, because again, that doesn't function when it comes to hefker. It means, lechora, this exact same point, that if objectively it is not considered to be a davar choshu, it is batul me'elav in the sense that there is no din bayman. The Torah does not recognize Bibles on something which is batal me'elav, something which is batal me'elav. Pirurim lo chashivi ubatle, sofei te'enim lo chashivi ubatle, and therefore ein ba mishum gezel, ein ba mishum bayram b'imatzei. Why is that true? Because the Torah doesn't recognize in normal condition that there is Bibles on pirurim, Bibles on sofei te'enim. And therefore, if there is no Keshe, there's no Zika, there's no Din Bailim, so therefore, Me'elav. You don't have the status of the Baal HaChefetz. Not because when Umdun that Mistama Hifkir, that certainly did not occur. Now the further point. So one model is something where is avud mikol adam. Objectively, it's a davar choshev, but it's something which is absolutely inaccessible. There's no kesher, there's no zika, there's no din bailim. You can have the opposite case where certainly is Bershusi, these Pirurim are in my home. However, objectively, inherently, it's not considered to be that which is worthy of Bailus. They're also Minastam, we assume. There's no Kesha, there's no Zika, there's no Din Bailim. That also is considered to be Dinim. Now you come to a case of Yeyush. Vashu Pshat Yeyush is the following. When we want to define what exactly is, right, a Zika, a relationship, that a person has to Mammon that creates a Din Bailim. So one could assess that in two ways. One is the following, that something which is under my control, under Shlita Sa'adam, it is Birshusi, that posits it in Bailim. One could argue that there's a second factor as well. That is not that the fact that I control, or the Chepetz is in my domain, it's under my dominion, my control, but rather the following, Ratzon Habayim. It could very well be that, you know what, this Chepetz is ain't Birshusi. Someone steals the Chepetz. Yeah, but the fact that it's accessible, and the fact that Ratzon Habayim is to access that Chepetz, that also is sufficient in order to allow for a Din Bailim. In order to posit a Din Bailim, that can be expressed in one of two ways. Either the Chepetz is Birshusi, or at least it's something which in principle is accessible, and that is the Ratzon Habayim. My desire to access that Chepetz, that also is an expression of a Din Bailim. So in a case where it's Avuda Mikol Adam, that's it. Right? In such a case, the Torah objectively tells us, inaccessible, there's no Din Bailim whatsoever. In a case of Sofei Tainim or Pirurin, so good, it's Birshusi physically, but certainly there is no Ratzon Habayim at all, Lahafsik. That's also considered to be Hefkrein, but Mishum Gezno by Rabbi Matzei. Yeyush is the following case. In terms of Yeyush, the Chepetz is not Birshusi, it's an Aveda. The definition of Aveda is that which is Eino Birshusi Shalado. It's Ovud Mimenu. So maybe one could argue, but that's true. What posits a Din Bailim? If the Chepetz is Ovud Mimenu, so how is it that I am considered to be the Baal Chepetz? The answer is the following, that if the Ritzono Shal Bailim is maintained, that my desire is to go ahead and to access, to retrieve that Chepetz. And that's a possibility. We're not talking about Zitul Shayam. In such a case, that's the Chiddush, that the Ratzon Ha'adam posits a Din Bailim. Despite the fact that the Chepetz is Eino Birshusi, that's the definition of Aveda. Eino Birshusi. But nonetheless, if there's Ratzon Ha'baal, so therefore that is sufficient to posit a Din Bailim. However, let's assume that it's an Aveda, number one, and number two, there is Yeyush Bailim. The Chepetz is not under Shilton or Shama Bailim, right? It's Avod Mimenu, it's Eino Birshusi, and there's Yeyush. So I'll ask you a very simple question. If it's Eino Birshusi and there is Yeyush, what is there that connects, that creates a Din Bailim? There no longer is any Zika, there's no Kesher between you who were the Baal HaChepetz and the particular Mammon. In such a case, that is the Chiddush of Yeyush. It is not a Chalos that I actively create, but rather the Din Bailim is Hakam Eilav because there's no continuity. There's no Kesher, there's no Zika. And therefore, it's Nifka Me'elav. That's the Chiddush of Yeyush. What is the Chiddush of Rashi? When Rashi tells us that the Makar of Yeyush is Zutol Shayam, Rashi certainly does not mean to say that these halachos are identical. Zutol Shayam, Amad Tzavach, even Shalomidas, that's Midin Hefker, that's explicit. It's not just an umdanat that there was Yeyush, even if we know there was no Yeyush. What is the link to argue that the Makar of Yeyush is based on Zutol Shayam? The following. Zutel Shayam serves as the model for the definition of Bimelos. That Bimelos is only meaningful if there is some kesher, some zika, some expression, some manifestation. Therefore, it normally does not apply to a case of Aveda, because despite the fact that it's a Ainu Bershusi, but nonetheless there's Ratzon by them. However, if there is Yeush as well, so that's the Chiddush, Al Yedei Yeush. So therefore, any Din by them is Faka. And now that is comparable to a case of Avudi Imenu. Rashi doesn't mean to assume that's identical. But if I were asking the Hecha Tasting, where do you see that all this lumness is true? Define Bailus in terms of Kesher Zik and without Bailus in Fakam Elav? The answer is, that's what you see from a case of Avud Oshayam. You purchased the Chepes, it was yours, but it didn't bind it, it was Fakam Elav. In fact, the Gemara Pesachim Davav Mabeis has the following Havamina. When it comes to the case of Pirurin, no, maybe there's Mr. Bayram by Matzah. Why would you think there's an Isra by Ramat when it comes to Piruin? Well, look, Hashivu Bakle. The Gemara says the following, Havamina Kevin Dimintre Agabese Hashivu. Aren't you watching the Chepetz? If these Piru were in the street, well, of course there wouldn't be any Bayram by Matzah. But these Piru aren't in the street. It's not that you ate your meal in a park and there are a few crumbs. That's obvious. But here we're talking about crumbs that are in your home. And Kevin de Menatre Agav Beisei Chashive. What exactly does that mean? Why should that make a difference? Boshem Shata Havim Nebekvar is the following. If the Din Bailim is defined as some Kesher, some Zika, whether it is in terms of Birshusi or whether it's in terms of Ritzoni, maybe one could argue the following. The Kozman of the Prim are in my home and I am securing my home and not allowing others to access, maybe that itself is sufficient Lahafkiya. In order to prevent any type of hefker from being chal, the answer is that no, right? When you're dealing with something objectively that is lo chashivi ubatle, even if it happens to be mitsuya bebeischa, it's in your home. That's something which is irrelevant. With this in mind, you can understand a further point, and this is the famous line of the Mochamus, the Mochamus above Metzia and Dav Chavav Mebein. If Yeush works, and you see that's clearly true when it comes to Aveda, why does it make a difference as to whether the Yeush was temporarily before I found it, or whether it's after I found it? Now why should that make a difference? Why do we assume that La'achar Sheba HaChefet Liyad Motzi Aveda? All of a sudden, Yeush is not relevant. If there was Yeush and then you found it, you can keep it. But if you found it and then there was Yeush, that's not true. Why should that make a difference? So Ramban writes the following Chiddush. When you go ahead and you find the Chepetz, there wasn't Yeush, and therefore Nischayev Bishmir Asa. At that point in time now, you have a mitzvah, Sachobas HaShava. And the Ramban writes the following Chiddush, and therefore, Havi Rishuso Kirishus Baimim. And as a result, when you are holding on to that Chepetz, it's as though the Chepetz is Rishus Baimim. Let's assume I give something to a Shomer to watch. Would you argue that that Chepetz is in a Rishusi? Of course not. A Ganav or a Gazan has a Kinyanim, the Chepetz then is in a Rishusi. Zilaf Yishin Shalo, Zilaf Yishin Rishuso. If I give something to a shomer to watch, the chepetz is in a brishusi, I can't sell it, I can't be makdish it, I can't be mafkir, of course I can. Why? Because when he is holding and securing that chepetz, he is doing so ba'ar ha'balim. The yad ha'shomer is considered to be like the yad ha'bal. The Ramban writes the following regarding a motzi aveda. If I go ahead and I find your chepetz, and the Torah insists that there's a chovas ha'shava, so therefore, Rishusos Kiskirishus Bailim. So therefore, it's an extension of the Rishus of the Bala Chepet. And now the line of the Ramban, Velo Mahani Yeush Birishusam. Yeush does not work on that which is Rishusim. I can't find something. And I give up any hope of finding that object. Yeush. And lo and behold, I find the chepetz sitting in my house. That's Yeyush. Look, Ramban writes that Yeyush is only if the chitzis is Eino B'Shuskan. If it's Avud Mimenu, that's when Yeyush is relevant. Yeyush does not work on a Dover Shibishus. A person is searching for his glasses only to realize that he's wearing them. Now that Yeyush is not Chal. No, the fact that he should have realized that he wouldn't be able to search without being able to wear them. It's a lesson of a movement. People sometimes can question Hashkachas Hashem, they wouldn't be able to question if it wasn't for Hashkachas Hashem. No, that should be a totality, it should be obvious. No, the person is only able to function as he does because of Yirgil Midos, because of Hashkachas Hashem. Ramban writes, Yeyush does not work on a Dover Shibur Shusso. What exactly does that mean? Yeyush is not Chal on a Dover Shibur Shusso. So this is what the Ketzos is found in. The Ketzos is found in Simon Reishon and Tes, where the Ketzos questions, is that really true? Yeyush is only Chal on a Dover Shibur Shusso. So first, the Ketzos refers you to Gemara Bava Mitzia and Dav Chav Dalet. Take a look at the Ketzos, Reishon and Tes. Right, the Gemara there tells us, let's assume, for example, I find Maus in the Beis HaKnesses. I found Maus in the Beis HaMedrash. In such a case, Hare'elu Shalom. If there are no Simanim, there's Yeyush, and therefore it's considered to be yours. But Tos writes the following difficulty, and that's so simple, because the Gemara, Nidarim and Daf, Memvav Mebeis, write that a Beis HaKnesses is comparable to a Chatzar HaShutfim. And therefore, shouldn't you argue that that's called a Dover Shibur Shusi? You find it in a park, it's one thing. You find it in a Beis Knesses, the Gemara Nedarim writes that a Beis Knesses is like Chatzar HaShutfim. And therefore the Ketzos writes that if that's true, Lo Nafik Mishusa. So how can Yeyush work if, technically speaking, it wasn't in my exclusive Rishus, but I had a Yad, and therefore, how can Yeyush work in those cases? According to Ramban, the Ketzos is Kasha. Or the Ketzos raised the Kasha from what our Tosus calls. So you can get it up on the Tesla Bay. Nisya Ashtimi Pali Avdi. Isn't an Eved considered to be Rishus Habal? And yet Yeyush works regarding the Eved. Yad Eved is Kiad Rabal Dami. So how can you say Yeyush is not Chal Adar Shibrishusi? The Eved is mine. And the Gemara says that Nisya Ashtimi Pali Avdi is comparable to Mavkar Avdo. Were you up to the Cheres? No, look, it's Rabban Shmuel, whether you need to start Shukra, whether you don't. So the Ketzos reinterprets the Ramban. But this is a great Kiddush. The Ketzos reinterprets. It's not that Yeyush is not Chal on that which is Bershusi. The Ramban writes, Lo Mahani Yeyush Bershusa. Not that Yeyush is not Chal on that which is Bershusi. Really, even if the chepitz is Bershuska, technically speaking, Mahani Yeyush. But if the chepitz is Bershuska, unusual, now it's Chosev and Eyush. Now, so as soon as the Yeyush kicks in, your Chatzar is coming. It's not that the Yeyush is not Chal. Practically speaking, the Yeyush doesn't manifest itself. If there is Yeyush, which is on that which is Eino Bershusi, the Yeyush means that the Din Balin is Paka, and there's nothing to reel it in. If the chepitz was birshusi, so in such a case, right, there was yeyush, but the chatzar is immediately kohen. That's what it means in Rabban. Lo mei yeyush birshusa, that really yeyush works, except it doesn't take hold because the chatzar is kohen miyaz. And would that really be true? That the only time the yeyush is not chal is when you have a chatzar mishtemeres, which is kohen. But if you couldn't work with dinei chatzar, then you would say that the Yeyush is fully Chal. Doesn't seem that way from the Ramban at all. The Chiddush that the Ketzos writes. See, the Ketzos writes that, good, it's a Chatzar HaShutfim, but you can't use a Kinyan Chatzar in a Beis HaKnesses, and you can't use a Kinyan Chatzar when it comes to your Eved. So that's why the Yeyush is Chal, there's nothing to reconnect. That's what the Ketzos answers, is Kashas, from that sugya, in Bav Metzi and Av Chavdal, and Gittin, Av Lametes. Maybe another possibility in that Ramban, is Lo Mahani Yeyush Besusa, is what you find the Chedushim of Rav Meir Simcha, and that sugya, Bav Metzi and Av Chav Aleph Mabez, but again, this doesn't seem to be Poshim Shatin. the Ramban, where Rabbi Simcha assumes that the reason Yeush does not work Rishusa is because it's Yeush Betalus. The whole Yeush was based on an assumption. The assumption was this was Avudimimen. Some place in the public domain. If it turns out that it was under my nose in such a case, therefore this is all part of Yeush Betalus. If you look in the Nesivos in Reish Nun Tes, Nesiv Katan Aleph, writes the following chiddush, that maybe that comment to the Ramban, that Yeush does not work, and Dor B'Shusa really is the following. When is it that Yeush does not work? Yeush does not work if the Aveda is Mishtameres Labam. That's the chiddush the Nesivos writes. When do we assume that Yeush does not work? If it's an Aveda, but it's Mishtameres Labaalin, but it's being secured on behalf of the Baal. For example, it's Biat Motza Aveda. The Motza Aveda is securing the Chepes in order to return. So Yeush does not work because the Chepes is Mishtameres Labaalin. Well, that would not apply in the case of Eved, and Eved is not Mishtameres Labaalin. Ameshachem Eved, Mizyashti Miponi Avdi. The Eved is not Mishtameres Ladaz Vailim. In a Beis HaKnesses, the fact that this Chepetz is sitting in the shul, it's not Mishtameres Labaalin. So maybe that's the Chiddush that it's even. In other words, that only when A, Aveda, B, Mishtameres Labaalin, that is when we would assume, as the Rabban writes, that Yeush in fact would not work. In other words, according to the Sivas, the following, that Yeush is only when it comes to an Aveda. If something is Avud Mimenu, so in such a case, there is no Din Balim, Pak Ayde Yeush. Yeush is Mashlin the Shem Avud. If it's in a Bershusi, it's an Aveda. And if there is Yeush, it is considered to be, right, a Dabar Ha'ovud Legamre. In such a case, that's it. However, if it is Mishtameres Labaalin, so therefore, it doesn't have that status of Aveda. In other words, Yeush is a detail within the Parshas Aveda. Aveda means the Chepetz is in a Bershusa. If there's Yeush, it's Avud Minu Lagamre. If it's Mishtameres Labaalin, it's no longer Avud Lagamre. Why is it Avud Lagamre? If it's Bishuscha, it's sitting there in your house, or it's Biyad Hamotze Aveda, so in such a case, it is an Aveda which Mishtameres Labaalin. The difficulty with that, though, Lachor, is the following. That means that Yeush is relevant when it comes to Aveda. Because what does Yeush do? Yeush completes. It's mashlin the shame of it. The fact that I can't find the chepetz, it's in a brishusi. The fact that I give up any hope of finding the chepetz, so therefore it's in a shali. It's considered to be avud legamre. Avud legamre. Well, it's not avud legamre if it's brishusi. It's not avud legamre if, right, it is biyad hamotzi aveda. So therefore Yeush should only work if it's out there in the street. If someone found it, and then there was Yeush, so therefore, the Yeush does not complete the status of a Chepetz HaAvod, no? See, if that's the case, though, I'll tell you the following difficulties. Now, number one is this. If that really is true, that Yeush is relevant when it comes to Aveda, because that is what secures. It's Mashlin, the Shem Avod. It's Avod Lagamre. Ayyadei Yeush. So point number one is the following. That our Gemara then is a great, great Chiddush. And that is that one would think that you can take Yeush from Aveda and apply it to Geneva and Zela. See, if Yeush is the detail within whether something is Avud Mimenu or whether it is not, just because you can't find it doesn't mean that all is lost. But if you're Miyayish, in such a case, it's Avud Lagamre. So, our Gemara's Diyun, whether this applies to a case of gzeila is a very, very great chiddush. Our Gemara seems to assume that in principle, I would have taken the concept of yeish, and I certainly would have been very comfortable applying it to gneiva or gzeila. The only possible difference our Gemara raises is, we don't understand that fully, by yisuras liyadei. But if not for yisuras liyadei, we would have been very comfortable extending yeish from aveis to gneiva and gzeila. Now, isn't that difficult if you assume that yeish is a detail within the parshas aveda? Is the chefetz lost? Is it not? Is it shalom? Is it b'shusa? The answer is, again, that if it's avud and there is yeush in such a case, then that is avud legamrei. Listen, in such a case, it's a great chiddush to assume that yeush is relevant in cases of gneiva and cases of gzeila. Just a further issue, and that is a sugya that we'll get to the next shiurim and of some above my days. What about yeush and shin rishos? Yeush and shin rishos. So we'll have to discuss how that works. But the Gemara tells us, even if you assume that yeush will not function as a kinyan when it comes to gneiva or gzeila, that's only if you're dealing just with yeush and yeush alone. But if you have yeush coupled with shin rishos, then that works. Now that's what Tosfos writes in the Daf of Samach Bava Meveis. The yeush and shin rishus is considered to be, right, a kinyan. Again, we'll have to see how that works. How is it that yeush somehow couples with shin rishus? Right, there are two very, very different possibilities. One possibility is that yeush and shin rishus is a kinyan. Shin Rishus is Kona, like Shin Yamais is Kona, like Shin Hashem is Kona. Another possibility that we'll see is, no, Yeush is Kona. Don't we know Yeush is Kona? What's the mitigating factor of our Gemara? Yisuras Liyadei. If we could solve the problem of Yisuras Liyadei, Yeush should be Kona. Yeush is Kona in Aveda. And the only difficulty of Yeush functioning fully when it comes to Gneiva or Gzeila is the fact that it's Yisuras Liyadei. Well, maybe I can resolve the Yisur HaSedi issue by Shin Rishus. If it's Biyad HaGazlan, it's Yisur HaSedi. If there was a Shin Rishus, now it's in someone else's, or a third party, is that called Yisur HaSedi? That's an interesting chiddush. That maybe Yeish and Shin Rishus, it's not that the Shin Rishus is Kone, but the Shin Rishus simply solves the problem of Yisur HaSedi, and the Yeush is considered to be Kona. That's what Tosfos assumes in Sukkah Daf Amud Beis. What's the great Kiddush that loved us? So you see, Yeush is willing to work even when it comes to cases of Gneiva and Gzeila. We just have to get around the problem of Yisur HaSedi. And if we can do it through, for example, Shin Rishus, in such a case, Yeush in fact would work. So again, it doesn't seem that Yeush is unique when it comes to Aveda. The possibility in Hava Min of our Gemara to extend it to Gneiva and Gzeila, and even the Maskana, maybe this is really true, and that's exactly the lumdus of Yeush and Shin Rishus. Now, this we'll have to discuss, and how it is that we combine Yeush and Shin Rishus. So based on the Haggadah that we mentioned, this is the Chiddush of the Minchas Asher, then Yeush means simply, right, that Nita Ka Kesher V'Hazeka, right, that there's no longer any manifestation, any expression of any din by them whatsoever. That's what Yeush is. It's not that Yeush is a chalos that you create actively. It means that once there is, right, a totzah, a matzah, where there is no kesher, no zika, there's no connection between you and the chepetz, so therefore, simply, the din b'alim is pakam eva. That's the mekar of zito shayam, and that same result will be accomplished if it's even avu bimenu, but accompanied by a yeush. It's not birshusi, and there's no longer ratzon b'alim. So if that's true, one could understand the Ramban, Mamish Kipshuto. that if the chepetz is shomer b'shusi, that itself is considered to be a sufficient kesher or zikuk to create the din ba'alim. What did that Gemara suggest in Sochim and Avon? If you have sofi ta'inim, or you have mamish pirurim, these are things that objectively are nothing. Yeah, but I guard my field because I don't want any intruders to take the payrolls. And guarding the field helps even for the sofi ta'inim. I lock my home, the people shouldn't intrude, and therefore these pirurim are shamur agaveso. The Gemara had a havamina to assume that shamur agaveso was sufficient for Bayer Rabbi Matzah and Gezel, even though objectively it's not a Dara Chashev at all. So that's the Gemara rejects. You have to start with a object of value. But if the Chepetz is Breshusra, that is sufficient in order to create a Kesha or a Zika. And therefore, it's not enough just simply to have Hafgos Haratzon. When do we assume when Ratzon is clear? That's if the chepetz is in a Breshusa. A chepetz can be mined either because it's Breshusi, or even if it's not Breshusi, right, that there's no Ratzon Habaylin. That's Yeyush. But if you don't have the first step, the chepetz is considered to be Breshusa. So in such a case, there's a Din Baylin that continues. It's only when you're lacking A, Shultono Breshusa, and B, Ritzono. Hoshav Shatan Rabban. What about when it comes to the Ktosis Kashas, Beis HaKnesses? When it comes to Beis HaKnesses, that certainly is not true. There, the Chepetz is not Shamor Bishvili, even if technically speaking, Beis HaKnesses has a din of Chatzar HaShutfim. But the Chepetz is not Shamor Bishvil HaVayli, it's not Tachas Shultono. And therefore, Yeush of course would work. The same thing is true when it comes to an Eved. Tosus quotes in Balabasra and Daf Mem Dalam Dalit, the Chiddush the Rashbam, that Yeush does not work when it comes to Karka. Yeah, very poshut then. Karka is any Yod Tzim Rishus Abaylim. Karka is low 90. Good Eved is Sukhish the Karka. Yeah, but an Eved will fly. He's out of my Rishus in a second. So in such a case, that's Ein Rishusi. Karka is never Yotzi Mirishus HaBailin. Kol Heichadisa Habib Rishusa. That's the Nesivus writes in Shin Samach Gimel. So you understand that Yeush would not get off the ground. Yeush means that there's no connectiveness. That's not true when it comes to Karka. That's not true when it comes to Dovr Shib Rishusi. So these are three models. Model number one is Avudei Minimum Kol Adam, that the Din Baalim is Paka Me'ela, because it's out of reach, it's inaccessible, Afilo Amid Itzaveh. Case number two is the case of Sofei Te'inim, where even though it is Bershusi, since Lo Chashive Batle, but I will tell you the following stipulation, let's assume for whatever reason you're interested in the Perurim, let's say for whatever reason you want these Sofei Te'inim, for whatever reason. Right, well, of course there will be a Din Baalim. Of course there would be a Din Baalim in those particular cases. It's not like Avudei Minimum Mikol Adam, where we'd say Afilo Amad Betzavach. There we assume that Min Hastam, since Stam Bnei Adam are not Makbid, people don't care about the Sofei Te'inim, about Perurim, or Chashiv Yobatli. But if for whatever reason a person's mindset would be different, of course, there could be a Din Baalim even on Sofei Te'inim or even on Pirurim. When it comes to a case of Yeush, then Yeush is a Dabar Chashuv. It's not something objectively we assume. Lo Chashiv Yobatli. The Derech Bnei Adam, of course, is to be Matban on that particular Chetes. For that, in order for the Din Baalim to be Paka, there you require A, that there's no Shlita Sabaylin, there's no access, and B, there's no Ratzon Habam, that any one of those factors will allow the Din Baalim to continue. So these are three different manifestations, but Tzad HaShava Shabahem is in all three you have the same Hagdara of a Din Baalim, and that is that Baalus is expressed through a Kesher or through a Zika. See, with this in mind, one could understand our Gemara of Isura Asteya. Maybe this is Pashur Pshat of our Gemara. If the lamdus of Hefker and Yeush is there no longer as any Zika Sabayman, you no longer have any connection to this particular Chepet. So maybe I would suggest now the following Kiddush. Let's assume, for example, someone steals the Chepet. And the Chepet is Eina Pershusi. And you know what? I don't think I'm going to get it back. I know who stole it, but I'm not going to be able to get it out of his hand. Or let's assume it's a lost object, but someone found that object. Maybe the lamdus of Yisur HaSadi is very simply the following. In those two cases, the Torah posits a chiyuv hashavah. The Torah insists that there's a chiyuv hashavah, the motzi aveda. The Torah insists that there's a chovash hashavah, the heishiv esag zena shagazo. You know what Pashup Shat one could argue? That the Chova Sahashava is sufficient to create a Zika between the original Bible and no Samachetes. If Zutel Shem tells us when there's no longer a link, it is not yours, well, of course there's a link. There's a link in the sense that the Torah mandates that he must return the object to you. Maybe that's the lumbus of Yisur Asliyade. How can you say that there's no Zika Sachepet if the Torah insists that there's a Chovas HaShavah? Say if there was Yeush before, and now there is no longer a Mitzvah HaShavah, then Yeush will be Kaneh. If, for example, there's Yeush accompanied by a Shin Rishus, and the Mitzvah HaShavah is Paka, then one could argue that the Yeush will be meaningful. But if there is a Chovas HaShavah, so how can you say that there's no Zika ben Adam Lamamono if the Torah insists that the Chepet must be returned to you? So even if you are unaware, or even if you will give up, but there is still, right, a Zika sa Adam Lamamono al Yedei Mitzvah sa HaShavah. And then just to take it one step further, Tosos points out our Gemara is very difficult, no? Our Gemara suggests that maybe you could conjecture that there's a difference between Heter Asli Yadei as opposed to Yisur Asli Yadei. What do you mean maybe? Of course it's that way. Because when it comes to the Parsha of Aveda, the only time Yeush works as if there first was Yeush and then you found it, and at first you found it, of course it doesn't work. What do you mean maybe? Obviously that's the case. That was Tosus's kasha. Why does the Gemara think that Gneva or Gzela would be any greater than Aveda? So Tosus plays down a little bit, and Tosus maintains, maybe not, but we pointed out, it's not a simple Chiddush of Tosus, we'll have to discuss that. No, that there's a Chiyuv Damim in Aveda. Where is there a chiyuv damim in the case of Aveda? Right? How do you make sense out of that? But you can take a look for tomorrow at the stipler. It's a great chiddush. Bava Metzia, Simen Chav Hei. Our Tosfos. Where would you think that there's a chiyuv damim of Aveda? Make a pesi. Stipler suggests an incredible chiddush. But based on this possibility that we've been discussing, maybe one could argue as follows. What's the difference of Heteros Deli, Suros the other? Simply, is there a Zika Sabayman? Is there a Zika Sabarna? If there is a Chova Sahashava, so how can you say you're no longer connected to the Chepet? There's a Chova Sahashava. Maybe one could press a step further. Maybe there's a difference between a Chova Sahashava of Hashavas Aveda as opposed to a Chova Sahashava of Hashavas Agzema. Maybe one could argue that the Chovas HaShava HaShavas Aveda restores or preserves the Zika Sa'odim Lemamono. But that would not be true in a case of Beheshiv Esagzeva Shagotam. Why would you think to distinguish? Maybe one could argue very simply. In the case of Aveda, very simply. A person has found your chefetz, and his desire is to return the chefetz. Maybe one could argue with that detail. If a person is masik your chefetz with the intent of return, that creates that zika. Just like if I were to give the chefetz to a shomer, he's holding it, not me. Yeah, but he's holding it for me. In such a case, that is a sufficient zika. But in a case of gzela, where it's isura asniyade, and there is no intent at all on the ganav or the gazlan to return the chefetz, that's a much greater chiddush to argue that since the Torah posits a chovas hahashava, but lo tzayis ladina, he's not interested in the chovas hahashava. He's interested in lahafkia min habaglin. That even that is considered to be a sufficient zika in order to restore, right, your status as a violin. If that's true, one could suggest that's the answer. That's also discussion. That's the suffix then of Rab in the Gemara. When it comes to Aveda, well, obviously there's a difference as to whether the finder has a Chovas Hashava. Because if he has a Chovas Hashava, so therefore, right, that creates a Zika Sachefes. If he has no Chovas Hashava, it does not. He's not obligated to return. But when it comes to a gana for a gazman, as Rabbi says, very meduyuk, he suras the yadei, where he seizes the chefetz, the iser, with no intent of return whatsoever, there would you still argue that since, in principle, there's a chovas hahashava, that is enough to be able to maintain a din by them. Koltman, that the one who is machzik b'cheftzo is willing to return, that is considered to be a sufficient zika. But otherwise, how would you assume that that is true? Right. So if you can't chazer like these yisodos, this is something critical, we're not finished yet. Take a look again at that tosos. Take a look at the ktsos, right? Shin Nun Gimel, Sif Katan Beis. That's where the ktsos is very bothered by our tosos. What does tosos mean to say that there's a chiyuv dummy when it comes to Shavas Aveda? That even if there's yeush, you don't have to return the object, but you have to pay for it. Where does that come from? Then take a look in the stifler, right? The Kiddush Yaakov is mentioned in Bav Metzias, either in Chav Beis or Chav Hei, depending on the Madura, right? The most recent ones, right? The newer ones, it's in Chav Hei, right? And this will have to continue, right? In terms of understanding the various differences, in terms of the Chiv of Shalom, Birshuso, in these particular cases. I have to go through carefully, right? But these Yisodas, it's a fascinating viewer in terms of Isura Asli Yadei, the possibility that the Chovas HaShava retains Zika, and the possibility of distinguishing between different types of Chovas HaShava, and we'll have to discuss, right, that the Sivas again, the differences between Yeush as opposed to Hefker, whether in fact that distinction of the Sivas is indeed Mochak. Okay, we'll pick up. That's really good.